It's the start of the new year, and that means fad diets, resolutions, and promises that we very rarely keep to ourselves after January has passed. So how are we going to approach 2019? Well, I'll give you some ideas and tell you how I'm going to do it in this episode. Stay tuned! Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Holistic RN podcast. My name is Jenna Colelli, and I am, of course, an RN. Welcome to the new year, 2019. I hope that everybody had a nice time celebrating Christmas or whatever holiday it is that you celebrate, and that you had a fun time ringing in the new year, 2019. You know, when we think about New Year's, we think about ways that we can change ourselves, perhaps ways that we can improve ourselves. We have these diets that we decide to go on because we're going to eat healthier. We buy these gym memberships because we're going to work out every day. We start focusing on all of these things that we want to improve in our lives, which is great. But I think that we really need to make sure that we're reflecting on the past year and that we're not just focusing on the negatives. We're not just focusing on the things that we want to change about ourselves. We need to celebrate the positives. We need to celebrate who we are. We need to celebrate the good things about ourselves. And then as we're looking forward, we want to improve or enhance those things. I think too often we focus on what we could have done better, and it's never a bad thing to focus on what we could have done better, but we also need to celebrate and love the person that we are. That's so important. I feel like there's so much negativity and so much of us focusing on how we fail instead of focusing on the things that we've excelled in, focusing on the things that we've accomplished. That's important also. So going into the new year, there are several ways that we can approach this, and we can make promises that are attainable and that are able to be achieved. So I'm not going into this year thinking, oh, well, I need to go to the gym every day. Do I need to go to the gym every day? Do I need to work out every day? Heck yes, I do. A lot of us do. But I know that that's a promise that I'm not going to keep to myself. And the thing is if you have trouble committing to yourself, if you have trouble keeping promises to yourself, you need to start small. Because the fact is, we have all gotten into this pattern of making excuses and breaking promises to ourselves. And so if we pick something that's too hard for us to personally reach, even though it might not sound like a big deal, even though it might be something that we think is as small as I'm going to work out every day, if we know personally that we can't keep that promise to ourselves, we continue to get into this pattern of making excuses of why we don't have to keep that promise. And if we keep making these excuses, then we're never going to keep a promise to ourselves. And if we can't keep a promise to ourselves, how can we keep a promise for anybody else? See, that's the thing, guys. We've gotten into such a mindset of being there for other people, showing up for other people, doing things for other people, which is great. That is not a bad quality to have. The problem is that we don't show up for ourselves. We don't keep promises to ourselves. We don't commit to ourselves. Why are we doing things for other people and not doing them for ourselves? That's really crappy, y'all. We need to show up for ourselves every single day. You cannot properly show up for somebody else if you're not first showing up for yourself. So, with that in mind, this is how I am approaching the new year. First of all, because of my Young Living business and the people that I've met and the encouragement and the way that we motivate each other as a group, we tend to pick our word for the year. Now, mine is kind of more of a phrase, and it honestly just kind of hit me minutes before I decided to record this episode. My phrase of the year is going to be present. I have a tendency to rush through life. I have a tendency to make myself busy. I have a tendency to just hurry through my day. And in doing so, I don't have to be present. Now, in a way, this has been a coping mechanism for me, because being present and sitting and thinking when I really need to be quieting my mind or just sitting in the presence of the Lord, my mind will start racing. I'll start thinking of all of these other things. And so if I busy myself, if I fill myself with activities and responsibilities and things to do, then I don't have to be present. The problem with that is that not only am I not present in my own life, but then I'm not present for my husband. Then I'm not present for my friends. Then I'm not present for my family. And that is truly damaging, because relationships are so important. And in order to foster those relationships, to show that you care, to show that you're not stuck in your own mind and in your own life and in your own little world, you need to be present. Being present is also more healthy for yourself. It forces you to slow down. It forces you to enjoy the things around you. The truth is, no matter how morbid you might think this statement is, the truth is we should always be starting every day like it's the last day of our life, because we don't know what the future holds. Now, do I think that I'm going to leave my house tomorrow and get hit by a bus? No, I don't think that at all. I think I have many years ahead of me, but if I'm living each day like it's my last day, then I have no choice but to show up as my best self. I have no choice but to show up and be present, because how many regrets would I have if I left this planet and my friends and family and husband didn't know how much I truly valued them and how much they filled a part of my life and filled a piece of my heart. So my goal, my phrase for the year is to be present. This means that I cannot fill myself with all of these other things that I need to do. I cannot fill my schedule with all of these activities and all of this participation in all of these different organizations or whatever, because I'm going to need to be present. So several of you may have heard that we are making a move to Florida. We currently reside in South Carolina. We are moving to Florida. I got the offer of a lifetime. I'm going to be a clinical educator in a hospital in South Florida, and it does come with a healthy pay increase, which is never a bad thing. Money is not everything, but it is a big part of our lives and living and being happy and healthy. If you're not healthy in your finances, then the rest of your life will follow. So I am going to be going down to Florida initially by myself, and then hopefully in the coming months after that, my husband will be able to attain a position that is comparable to the position he holds now, and he'll be joining me. But initially, I'll be down there by myself. So the month of January is going to be really important for me to be present with my husband, for him to know how much he means to me, for him to know how much I'm going to miss him when we're apart. And then once I get to Florida, my life, I have decided, is going to consist of my job and Bible study, because spending time with the Lord is very important to me. And then outside of my job and Bible study is going to be time for me, whether that means driving to the beach for a couple hours and reading a book, or going to the pool and relaxing, or doing some yoga in my living room, whatever that looks like for me, whatever allows me to be present, to appreciate what's around me. That is it. I have to be present. Obviously, some of that time is going to be spent working my Young Living business, but it's going to be very important for me to schedule my time. Because for the couple of hours that I'm working my Young Living business, I need to be focused on my Young Living business. And then outside of that time, I'm going to need to be spending time in gratitude or spending time in prayer or doing something for myself so that I can show up as the best version of myself every single day. The other thing that you might want to think about is Rachel Hollis's 5 to Thrive. Now, of course, they did the 90-day challenge, and technically that challenge is over. But if you didn't start that challenge with Rachel and Dave, or if you did do the challenge and you want to carry it through into the new year, which you should do, this is lifestyle changes. See, that's the other important point of all of this. When you are making a promise to yourself, when you are committing to making a change in the new year, this should be a lifestyle change. That's why I note in my introduction the fad diet. This is not one of those things where you go on a diet for 30 days or 60 days or whatever, and then you're like, oh great, now I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing before. If you try to make a promise to yourself that is a fad diet, that is temporary, you will never be able to commit to it. You need to make changes that are lifestyle changes, and they need to be small, tangible, attainable changes. And then once you feel comfortable in that change that you've made, then you can commit to making another change. It should all be small steps. They need to be tangible, they need to be attainable, and they need to be small. Because if they're too big, you can have a big goal for the end of 2019. But if your steps to get there are too big, you'll fall short every time. And then you'll be able to talk yourself out of continuing to make the change. So the 5 to Thrive is great, and you don't even need to start off doing all 5. Rachel says if there's the one thing that you should absolutely do in the 5 to Thrive, it's your gratitude, where you write down 10 things that you're grateful for each morning or each evening, however you want to do it. She likes to do it in the morning while she's drinking her coffee. You can do it at night as well, but it forces you to see the good in every single day. Even when you've had a bad day, you're going to be looking for what good occurred today. What are the things that I can be grateful for even when my day stunk, right? So doing gratitude is super, super important. And if there is one place that I would start, if you don't already have a gratitude practice, it would be to start with gratitude. The next thing would be drinking water. We should be drinking half our body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 120 pounds, you should be drinking 60 ounces of water every day. This helps your body to detox and to flush out the toxins. Your body is made of anywhere between 70 to 80% of water. And nobody on this planet, unless you are consciously drinking half your body weight in water, drinks enough water, myself included. Like, hand to the heavens, I do not drink enough water. But that's the next thing that I would encourage you to do, is make sure that you're drinking enough water. Going into my new position in Florida, I am going to make sure that I have a water bottle with me at all times. As a nurse on the unit, it was hard to make sure I was drinking enough water because my water was never in reach. I couldn't sit down and have my water bottle by my computer while I was charting because it's just not something that we're allowed to do. But now that I'm going to have an office and be able to sit and sip water throughout the day, I'm going to be focusing on drinking more water. Even if you start the practice of drinking more water and you only drink 2 bottles instead of the whole 60 ounces, hey, guess what? That's an improvement. Applaud yourself for that. And then the next week or the following week, make it a goal to drink 3 bottles of water instead of 2. Anything that you do in trying to reach your goal is better than not doing anything at all. So don't beat yourself up. Applaud yourself for the things that you're doing, and then just continue to strive and be better. That's the whole point. Always trying to be a better person the next day than you were the day before. That's the goal. Moving your body for 30 minutes every day. This is something that I definitely want to start doing. We have been looking for apartment complexes in South Florida that have really nice gyms as a part of the complex so that I can get up in the morning and I can walk to the gym and I can do my 30 minutes on the treadmill, do a little bit of stretching, and come back and get ready for work or get ready for my day. That is definitely a goal. I have noticed that my mood, my anxiety, my depression is improved when I'm moving my body. That is a fact. It releases endorphins. It makes you feel better. So, like, the last thing you want to do when you're depressed is go to the gym. The last thing you want to do is get up and move your body. I don't want to dance to music when I'm depressed. I want to lay on the couch and feel sorry for myself. But I know from past occurrences where I was much better about going to the gym that when I did so, I definitely felt better. So move your body 30 minutes every day. And then you're going to want to consider giving up one thing. Not changing your whole diet. Listen, I have a lot of admiration. I give a lot of credit to those people who can do things like the Whole 30, which is like a total diet reset. However, I'm just not one of those people. I can't just snap my fingers and change how I eat. I can't do it. I like chocolate. Oh God, chocolate. That is my kryptonite. I love bread and pasta. Holy cow. Love that stuff. It's just not something that I can do. I give so much credit to people who can, but I can't. But if you change one thing that you know isn't healthy, one thing that you know that you should not be eating or drinking, it will change your life. Now, granted, once you get to a point where you have given up that thing and you're good with it and you don't need to have it anymore, then yeah, you should consider something else that you can give up. But starting with one thing is going to be so much more attainable than trying to reset your whole diet. And this is all from Rachel and Dave Hollis. I cannot take credit for this, but man, does it make sense. And man, is it so much easier and attainable than trying to reset everything. So a while back, without even really realizing it, I stopped drinking brown soda, Coke, Pepsi, whatever. Now, that's not to say that I wouldn't have like the occasional birch beer, which is a Pennsylvania thing. If you're from Pennsylvania, you know what I'm talking about. But that's a bit more natural than drinking Pepsi, Coke, which is all just chemicals. That's all it is chemicals and sugar. So I haven't drank brown soda in I don't even know how long. Like, I did not even mark the date that I had my last soda. I just simply have not drank it because I knew it was bad for me. I drink other things instead. I make the red drink, which my young loving peeps know what that's all about. I do still drink sweet tea, but I can rationalize drinking tea, which comes from a natural source, even though I know sweet tea, all that sugar, isn't the healthiest option. It helped me get over the hump of not drinking brown soda. And to be honest with you, I really don't drink sweet tea that often. I'll drink it when we go out to restaurants, or if we have people over for dinner, but usually I'm drinking water or the red drink. That's pretty much it. Or my daily harvest smoothies if I'm having one of those. That's pretty much it. But these are just ideas of how you can move forward in 2019 and maybe keep some promises to yourself past January 31st. I've been there. I've gone strong for the first few weeks of January, and then my birthday comes in early February, and I'm like, oh, forget this. Like, I'm going to go out and drink all the wine that I want to drink, eat all the cake that I want to eat, screw this stupid diet. I'm going to sleep in because it's my birthday. I'm not going to the dang gym. Screw that. And it all goes right out the window. And I don't want that to happen to you. There are several of you listening who have birthdays in January, February, and March. Don't let that stop you from achieving your goals. And the other thing that I want to tell you, and this again is something from Rachel and Dave that they say all the time, but this so resonates with me. You will have hiccups. You will have speed bumps. You will wake up one day and be like, screw the gym. Or maybe you're not feeling well. You got sick. You came down with something, God forbid. And you're like, oh, I'm just going to lay in bed all day. My body needs the rest, which yes, it does need the rest. I 100% agree with you. But don't use that as a scapegoat. Don't wake up the next day or 2 days later feeling better, feeling energized, feeling ready to get back to it and just being like, oh, well, you know what? I got sick, so screw it. I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. Don't do that. Don't give yourself an out. Remind yourself that you were sick. Remind yourself that your body needed rest and pick yourself back up and get back to it. Don't make excuses for yourself. Don't give yourself an out. So I guess really, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. You know, I think that the new year is a fresh start. I think that I know it's kind of cliche to say that, but I feel that way too. I feel like the new year is a fresh start. And I just hope that moving into this year and into 2019, that you will reflect on all the great things about yourself, reflect on all of the good that came from 2018, look at how awesome and how amazing and how brilliant and how perfectly made you are, and what you can do to live your best life. How can you be the best version of yourself? How can you step into the best 2019, the best year ever, make it amazing, make yourself amazing, but do it in a way that is tangible and that is attainable? And don't quit on yourself. Don't quit on yourself. Keep going. Keep pushing forward. Even when you hit those speed bumps, even when you want to quit, don't quit. Because remember, friends, you only get one life. So do yourself a favor. Make yourself a promise that you are going to make it your best life. And don't break that promise to yourself. If you're listening to this, I would love for you to reach out to me. I am on Instagram as @theholisticrn. You can find me on Facebook. My Facebook name shows up Jenna Colelli. And leave me messages. Share what's inspired you about this podcast. Please be sure when you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or Anchor or any of the podcast platforms that you can find me on, that you will leave feedback. But reach out to me. Tell me what your word or phrase of the year is. Tell me what changes you're making in your life, and let me root you on and encourage you and pray over you, because I really do want you to have the best year ever. So thanks for listening, guys. I look forward to bringing you some more awesome interviews and some more awesome content. Bear with me through our move to South Florida. You know, we have so many great episodes from last year that if I'm not able to get an episode out to you every single Wednesday, check out the other episodes. There's so much good content, so many amazing interviews that are going to lift you up and inspire you and keep you pushing forward. And thanks for listening, guys. And let's make this the best year yet. Hey, friend. Did you like what you heard today? If so, do me a favor and leave me some feedback. Oh, and by the way, you see that little button on your screen that says subscribe? Go ahead and click on that. You'll get a notification every week, which will be Wednesday, when a new podcast episode is released. Was this not really your thing? That's okay. Thanks for stopping by and checking it out, and have a great day. Until next time, friends.